Yes, just yesterday I was contacted by one such shop owner, and they explained to me that they actually had been targeted before about it, but they didn't realise the gang was still operating in the county, and they were slightly critical of the guys for not sort of keeping them up to date on that, you know, and they were saying themselves, much large towns now have community guard out there, and they felt that they should have been made aware that this gang was still operating in the district or in the county, and that, you know, and it's very, very intimidating on staff, and that's when a number of individuals come in and they ask for change and one thing or another, and the next thing then start a whole rumpus then in relation to what change to get back and that now. But there is a scam, I believe, ongoing, and I believe the Gardaí are aware of it as well. It's just that I think it would help everybody that was highlighted a bit more in the county.
But local Gardaí have been on the local community guard, the slot here in Highland Radio, within the past week or two, and they have highlighted the scam, and they did even mention that it did take place in the Twin Towns.
Yeah, well, this is the person I was speaking to did say that they had been speaking to the guards there back some weeks ago, but they didn't realise it was still ongoing, because it's obviously these things seem to happen within days and weeks, and then the justice gang seems to drift on. But it's the fact that they're still operating in the same area, that's what was quite worrying to the shop owner I was speaking to, and she felt that it should be even up on the Gard webpage themselves too as well, because I just was looking through it just to see was there any current spates going on in that, but I couldn't see it myself.
Now, we do know that people power is very important, especially in crimes such as these. We do know that the type of crime in question pressurises shop owners and different members of staff into changing money and that sort of thing. I suppose from your perspective, you'd be urging the public, any sort of instances, report them to Gardaí so that they can assist them with their investigation.
That's the other big problem, and it's something I had raised a few times with the meeting with the superintendent and Letterkenny as part of the tax relief schemes, was that a lot of business people have told us that when it comes to this so-called petty crime and larceny from shops and that type of thing, a lot of them are not reporting them. They just feel that there's not enough been done about it. Like, and I've found that, you know, quite a bit of apathy out there about that, you know, this sort of shoplifting and these kind of scams are going on, you know, just seem to be quite frequent. Like, and it's another reason for us to call for more Gardaí on the ground and more time given to investigation, you know, because we'd like to get to the stage that we're preventing crime, not present, as where we're just trying to follow it up, and hopefully then a wee bit of luck then if someone's actually caught in the act, because you have to be caught in the act now. It's the same with the house burglaries, and it's the same with these scams going on in the shop. They're all too frequent. You know, when shops are struggling, coming up to Christmas now, trying to make a few pounds to pay the bills coming in now in January, and really they need as much assistance. Obviously the onus is on the shop, on the owners, and that have the staff well trained, and they should be on the alert all the time, as you say. But at the same time, in this particular incident, I was told that, you know, it would have been better if they had realised that the gang was actually still operating the place after a few weeks.